dedicate to Shirley Elinish, who's my grandmother. She was outside us today. Shiro Bazebo. And we left off yesterday with the Nanuim. We have a chance to... The Yerushalmi says that in addition, seemingly, that you have to be Menaneya three times. And the Yerushalmi is a shaila how that three times works. If it's once one way, once the other way, and then again the other way is three, or three times to each direction. And there are three different shitas, basically three shitas, and the Rishonim, what that means. Some Rishonim learn that the Nanuim are not shaking the lulav, but making it go, what's it called, to the directions, out, in, whatever. Agav, when you make the lulav go out and in, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to stop at some central point. Otherwise, it's not holocha v'hovah, right? It means that you start at a central point, you go out three times. And then you go back to that central point, and then come in. Not that you go out and in, what's it called, each time. Otherwise, it's not called holocha v'hovah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So you have to make an outward thing. But according to this sheet, you don't have to shake the lulav at all. The nanuim are the movements of the lulav to all the directions. The second sheet is the Rambam. That in addition to moving the lulav to all directions, you have to shake the leaves. And you have to shake it. You push it out and shake it. And there's a shiloh where you have to shake it three times, one, two, three, or three times, like to each little direction. So you have to shake it three times. That's the minig. The minig is to push it out and shake it as you're pushing it, and bring it back and shake it and to all the directions. And the third shita is that they're two separate things. One is you first make the lulav to all the directions, and then you shake it separately three times. Not as you do each of the directions. Two separate things. One is the holocha volva, and the other one is the nanuim. Okay. Yeah, it's what's it called? The Taz says in order to be yotzei all the different shitas, he has a whole way of doing it. What's it called? That you... start in the middle, and then you go out and shake it three times after you go out, and then bring it back and shake it three times, and then back this way. And most people are not makbetur exactly like that, but the best way to do is to, like the Mishnah Berurah says, central point, out three times with shaking the leaves while you make it go out, back to you three times with shaking the leaves when you do it, to all the directions. And when you shake it down, you don't point the lulav down. You just make a motion towards the ground. You're always holding the lulav up straight. Okay. Mishnah. And Lamed Chesom Rav. Misha bo baderech v'lo haya b'yado lulav. Person came home from a trip and he didn't have a lulav. Litlo l'chshi yichanis l'veso yitlo al shulchano. So in the middle of his meal, if he remembers, or if he gets a lulav in the middle of the meal, he has to stop. And in the middle of the meal, he has to be notel lulav. Lo notel shachris, if for some reason he wasn't able to be notel lulav in the morning, yitl bein arbaim, so he should do it in the afternoon. Shekol hayom kosher lulav, the entire day, from neitzachama till shkia, is kosher lechatchila for lulav. That's the reason makdim lemitzvahs. Rashi, yitl al shulchano, im shochach velo notel kodem achila, if you forgot to be notel lulav before you started eating, tzorek lahafsik sudos of a little lulav, you have to stop your meal and eat, and be notel lulav. Okay. Mish Gemara. Amras notel al shulchano lememra demafsik. Mashma, you have to stop your meal, and in the middle of the meal, you're notel lulav. Otherwise, it wouldn't be notel al shulchano. Finish your meal and be notel lulav where you have to. Mashma, in the middle of the meal, you have to be mafsik. There's a shaila whether te'ima, whether you're allowed to, vaishlash, you're not allowed to start eating before you're notel lulav, because we're afraid that you'll get involved and you'll forget. So there are some achronim who say the prima godim that even a te'ima, you can't even taste anything before a lulav. And most shitas, not so halacha, is you can't have a meal, but you can taste something. Everything up to the kabeya of bread or cake is your koveya suda on it is called the suda. Anything less than that you could eat before lulav too. The Gemara says, so mashma though, that if you're eating, you have to stop eating and be not a lulav. Ramini, imischilu ein mafsikin. By mincha, it says there's things you're not allowed to do before mincha. One of them is to start a meal. But if you start it, you finish. You don't have to stop. So why by lulav do you have to stop, and by mincha you don't have to stop? Amar Rav Safra Lokasha, Chodi Ika Shalos B'yom, Hadaleka Shalos B'yom. No, there's really no difference between Mincha and Lulav. But by Mincha, there's talking where you have plenty of time to daven Mincha. And by Lulav, it's talking where you don't have any more time. If you continue eating, it's going to be Shki already. So therefore, you have to stop eating in the middle, so you'll be notal. But in Mincha time, you have time to daven, and therefore you can finish your meal and then daven. Rashi, im ischilei mafsikin, gabi tfilas ha-mincha tanan, lo mesecha Shabbos, lo yeshiv adon b'fnei asapar, v'lo yikonis lo lecho, v'lo lodun. Before Mincha, person's not allowed to go start taking a haircut, he's not allowed to eat, or start a din Torah. The mischilu kodem ha-mincha, u'moshcha tzudasam, v'igiyaz man ha-mincha, if you started before Mincha, and the Suda extended, and now it's Mincha time, and you're in the middle of the meal, right? Ein mafsikin, you don't have to stop. You wait till you finish the meal, then you daven Mincha. So why is that different than lulav where you have to stop? Over there it's talking where you have time to daven mincha even after the meal will finish. Here it's talking where you're taking the lulav, where you're eating in the late afternoon, and if you finish your meal it's going to be peshkia. So Mora says, Omar Rava, my kusha, what was the question to begin with? Dilma ha d'oraisa ha d'rabbana. Lulav is d'oraisa. And mincha is only d'rabbana. And even according to the Rambam that says that tefillah is d'oraisa, it's only one tefillah a day. And there's no limit to how much you have to daven. So mincha for sure, daven shachris, mincha is only d'rabbana. And what exactly you have to daven is only d'rabbana. So tefillah is d'rabbana. So the rabban, then you don't have to be mafsik. For a doraisa, you have to be mafsik. What was the kasha? Elam arava ikasha hakasha. If there's a kasha to ask, the kasha is like this. It says in the braisa the chashichon is leveso notu al shulchano alma the mafsik. Right? By lulav it says b'feirish in the mishnah that when you get home, even if you forgot to take lulav right away and you started eating, you have to stop eating and take it on the table, meaning in the middle of the meal. And the Mishnah continues and says, if you didn't take it shachris, take it bein arbaim. Mamish, you don't have to be mafsik. So you'll take it later. So the Mishnah itself contradicts itself. Here it says you have to stop in the middle of the meal, and here it says, if you didn't do it in the morning, do it in the afternoon. Amalo mafsik. Om Rav Safra, so Rav Safra answered that kasha lo kasha. Hadika shals biyom, hadaleka shals biyom. Right? If there's time, then you don't talk after mafsik by lulav either. But if there's no time, then you could do it bein arbayim, if you're talking about the morning. But if there's no time, and you're in the middle of the meal, and it's already towards shkia, then you have to stop and be notal lulav, that perhaps your suda is going to go a little bit extra, and you'll end up not having any time to do lulav at all. Amar Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira answered the kasha differently. Ma kusha, dilma mitzvah lapsuke. There's a mitzvah to stop. The Elo Pasik, and the Mishnah goes on and says, if you didn't take it shachris, means you made a mistake. And you continued eating, and you didn't know that you had to stop. Then, if you weren't notal at shachris, then you could do it bein arbayim too. You could do it till shkia. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. If you happen to not have stopped in your morning meal, then do it the whole day. Shekol ayom kosher lulav. The end of the Mishnah just wants to tell me that the whole day is kosher for lulav. But lechatchila, you should have stopped in the morning. If you didn't, then you have the whole day to be not the lulav. Elom Rav Zeira la'olam kedamrim mikoras. Therefore, Rav Zeira said the kasha was the original kasha. And what was the kasha? L'chora, what's the kasha from lulav to mincha? Lulav's doraisa, mincha's d'rabbanan. Hocha b'yantiv sheni d'rabbanan askin. Here it's talking about the second day of yantiv, which is only d'rabbanan lulav. Deikonami m'diktani mishabob aderech v'ein b'yado lulav. He saw Kadayat Lebiyantav Rishon Mishori. Right, Mashmal, he was on a long trip, and he came back from a long trip right, that morning. L'chora, if it's Yontif, how are you allowed to take a long trip? He went out of the Tum. It's Mashmal that it's talking about a long trip. Elamai must be talking about Cholom Moed. So they bring a raya from here, first of all, that Cholom Moed is called Yontif. Yontif Sheni. We have the same thing in the Mishnah, according to some Shitas. Yontif Sheni meant the first day of Cholom Moed. Because if it's talking about Yontif Sheni and Chutz La'aretz, you're not allowed to go outside the Tchum either. It's the same question. So it has to be talking about Cholom Moed. And the Morgan Avram says on Chol HaMoed, you don't say in benching Harachman Yanchilenu Yom Shekulo Tov, because Chol HaMoed is not called the Yontif. So here it's Mashmah, it is called the Yontif. So they say that here it's called the Yontif either Legabe Lulav, because Legabe Lulav, there's a mitzvah of Lulav, so it's called Yontif, and that's not an actual Yontif, Chol HaMoed. Or it's because of Yontif Sheni and Chutz La'aretz, even though the Mishnah is talking in Eretz Yisrael, obviously, because Yontif Sheni and Chutz La'aretz has the same din as Yontif Rishon. It's a Sofik, Deoraisa at least. So you have to treat it as if it would be the same thing as the first day. But since in Chutz La'aretz it's called Yontif Sheni, in our Eretz Yisrael they also refer to it as Yontif Sheni, the first day of Chol HaMoed, even though it's not Yontif at all in Eretz Yisrael, but Legabe Chutz La'aretz they refer to it as Yontif Sheni. Rashi. My kusha the tefillah alulav the itzrich rav safra lishnu yalo dilma tarvayu b'dika shos. Maybe both are talking where you have plenty of time and you still have to stop. The gabi lulav mafsikim in the oraisahi aval tefillah rabbanim. Lulav you have to stop because it's min haTorah and mincha is only the rabbanim. Eli you don't have to stop. Eli ikasha the itzrich rav safra lishnu yeh he gufa kasha the lulav alulav. Kasha wasn't from mincha to lulav. From the mishnah itself, the two dinim the mishnah says about lulav. First it says you have to stop, and then it says you have the whole day. Reisha diktoni matzik v'sefer mashmi yamti nemirtsa shari yesh lo shos kol hayom. Dilma mitzvah suke shami yishkach v'yivsha. Mor says maybe no, there's no kash at all. Maybe you have to stop, but if you didn't, you have the whole day. Elom rav zera la'olam ki itzrich rav safra l'shnuye mishum kushu kamay sitzrich. That which rav safra had to answer was the first question. And I, the kasha was, what's it called? This is the rice and this is the rabbanon. No, it's talking about Chol HaMoed where lulav is only the rabbanon. And then there's a kasha from mincha to lulav. They're both the rabbanon. Why by mincha do you have to, what's it called, you don't have to stop? And by lulav, yes? And the answer is it depends if there's time or there's no time. Okay. Mishnah. Mishahoya eved o isha o kotten makrin also ona achareya mashahin omrim. V'tovav o me'erim. Okay, there's two possibilities here. One is a person's lazy, and he wants to call, doesn't want to say hala. So he wants to have somebody else be motzi him. So if he has a gadol being motzi him, he can listen, shomea ka'ona, and he can be otze with the gadol saying hala. Okay? If, however, it's an ish or a cotton who's not chayiv in hala, right, then he can't be otze with their hala. So he has to say word for word with them. So if he doesn't know, he's not lazy. He doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know challah. So, but his wife knows, or his child knows. Right? Kid goes to school, this guy never went to school. So he doesn't know. So then he can't be yotzi with what they're saying, but he has to say word for word. They say it, and he says together with them, or word after the word. So they prompt him, and he says the challah himself, but he says it with their prompt. And somebody who has to say it with a prompt of a cotton or an isha is tovo me'era. Rashi learns there's two problems. Either because he didn't learn, right? And just for not learning, the person should get a klala. And even if he did learn, and he's just lazy, to use these people as a shliach is a bizui for the mitzvah. So even if he does know, but he uses them for a shliach, is a bizoyin for the mitzvah, and that, then for that he gets a klala. And if he doesn't know, it's a klala for not knowing. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Imhoya Godl Makroso, but if he has a Godl being motzi him, where here Pashtis, there's no problem of making a Shliach who's a Bizoyan, right? So he has to have a woman or a child be Makrin the Halo, so that's not the problem. So the only problem is either that he didn't learn, and he has somebody else to be motzi him. So there, Rashi says also is Me'ira. Either one alone is enough to get a Klola. You didn't learn. Or even if you did learn, you have these people being motzi you. So Rashi learns the me'era goes even on this second case. Unless you did learn and you're just lazy. Then you don't get a klola. You want somebody else to be motzi you. Then neither reason applies. Tosus learns that if you didn't learn, you don't get a klola. Not learning is not a reason. So the only reason is because you're using these people as a shliach. And therefore, by the godlet, doesn't say tovo me'era, even if you didn't learn, and you need to be have somebody else be motzi you, since you have a bona fide person being motzi you, you don't get a klola. So if you have somebody being motzi you, a godel, then on the achra of halaluka, you answer halaluka after him, and the Gemara will explain how that works. how you answer Halleluka and why you have to answer Halleluka. L'chora Megillah, you don't have to answer anything. God is motzi you a Megillah, shomei ka'ona. Why over here do you have to answer anything? They say since it's done like a shira, right? Really, what's it called? The halacha is like by tefillah. Hallel is like part of tefillah. Tefillah, you can't be motzi a baki, only an eino baki. But by hallel, it could be motzi even a person who knows. But he has to involve himself somewhat. So he has to say something. He has to answer Halleluka. At least that much. Tomorrow we'll see what the Halleluka is exactly. Rashi has one sheet, the other Rishon a different sheet. But you have to say something. You have to have a refrain. That's the Iker. It's a refrain. And others say, since it's Derech Shira Hallel, so the Shira is with people saying a refrain. So that's why you have to answer. Because in Tefillah, Manavshach, if you're a Baki, you can't be Motzim. If you're an Eino Baki, you could be Motzim, doesn't have to say a word. And here by Hallel, right, even a Baki, it could be Yotzi, but he has to answer a refrain. So it's either because you're being Motzi a Baki, or even the Eino Baki, because it has to be Derech Shira. Mokum Shenogu Lichbal Yichbal. Place where they have the minig to double up the sentences in Hallel, the minig is a good minig. Lifshot Yifshot, they didn't double up, it's also a good minig. Levorech Yivorech, the Gemara will explain which bracha we're talking about. Bracha Achrona, not the bracha Rishona, before Hallel. But if they had a place to make a minig, to break a bracha, they made a bracha. If not, they didn't make a bracha. Hakol k'minig ha-medina. Rashi. Makrin also, kacha yu noagim echad koryasa. The original takana, this is what Rashi learns. Tomorrow we'll see different shitas. Rashi learns that the original minig was that only one person said halo, the shliach tzibur. And everybody listened, it was yotze with the shliach tzibur. Because they didn't know, they didn't have sidurim, and they didn't know halo. It only came from from 30 days to 30 days, and people didn't know it. So therefore, they were samech on the shliach tzibur. They heard word for word, and they were yotze with him. Umotzi esarabi, imhoya evid o isho cotton. But if the person didn't have a shliach tzibur to be motzi him, he didn't know halel, and he had his wife say it or his children. Hoel ve'ein mechuyev v'dover ein motzi esam mechuyev midei chavasa. You can't be yotze with their halel because they're not mechuyev in halel. Hilkach ona achrov kol mashu omer. Therefore, they prompt you, and you have to say it after them, word for word. The tovolam me'erish alolamet, and he gets a klala either for not learning and having to depend on somebody else to prompt him. The imlamad, and even if he did learn, tovolam me'erish amavazes kono lasu shluchim kaila. Even if he did learn, using somebody to prompt him in halel, right, a wife or a child is a bizoyim. But he, if he has a gadol, what's it called, being motzi him, then he doesn't have to say every word, but he has to make the refrain of Halleluka. This is what the Gemara says in Sota. Ketzer Omri Yisrael Shira Bayam, Ki gadol hamakri sahalu. How did they say Shira by the Yam? The same way that the minig used to be to say Hallel. Behem only machra of Halleluka. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu said the pasuk, and they said the refrain. So too, the shliach tzibur says the pasuk, and the kahal says the refrain. And according to Rashi, the refrain is Halleluka throughout Hallel. Moshe Omer Ashir Lashem, the Heim Omer Ashir Lashem. The first pasuk they repeated, and then after that, Moshe Omer Ki Go the Heim Omer Ashir Lashem. They repeated the first pasuk as a refrain on everything that Moshe said. Alma dal kol dover v'dover ka'amar da'onin Halleluka. So Rashi learns that since the first thing of Hallel is Halleluka, so that was the refrain for the entire Hallel. And again, you have to say something in order to should be like a Shira, or at least that even if you're a Baki, you could be Yotze with Shomea Ka'ona. Lichbo kol posik v'posik, v'nagu kem nishish parsha shekula kfula. Why did they double up the psukim from Odcha Hashem and on? They repeat the psukim. Why do we have that minig? So Rashi says, because until there, everything is doubled up. Not exactly, but close to it. Why? Hodu Tchila V'Sof. Right? Hodu, we say what's it called in the beginning and in the end. Is Hodu and Hodu. So it's repeated. Right? In the beginning, middle of Hallel meaning, and in the end of Hallel, we say Hodu again. So that's doubled up. Yomar no shlosha pami, meaning Yomar and Yomru, is three times. Very similar. So it's also doubled up. Karosi ka, anoni, bamerchav ka, also doubled. Not exactly the same words, but same idea. Hashem li, Hashem li. Hashem li bo'ozroi, Hashem li b'sonai. Same thing. Tov lachasos b'Hashem, tov lachasos, what's it called? Tov lachasos b'Hashem, we say it twice. Sivavuni, sabuni, twice. Docho d'chisani, v'hil d'yeshua, korino v'yeshua, yamin Hashem, yamin Hashem. All these things are repeated. So the Hallel itself, up till Odcha, is repeating. So lo amus, v'lamavis lo nistanani, also repeated. Piskuli shari tzedek, za ashar l'Hashem. Avami Odcha l'mata ino kafu. But from Odcha on, it's not, there's no doubling. So in order to keep it parallel, the minig was to double that up to. The Hainu Damrin Lakamon, Mosif Lichbon the Old Cholamata. He also, what's it called, made it, said it twice from Old Cholamon. What? Okay. Gemara. Tana Rabbonin. The Emes Omru, Ben Mavorech La'avi, the Evid Mavorech La'rabo, the Isha Mavoreches La'baila. Now we're talking about benching. The Emes Omru, mean wherever it says that, Rashi says, called the Emes Halacha Hi, the Ein Cholik Bedover. This is a clear halacha, nobody argues on this. The Emes Omru, halacha psuka, that a child who's not bar mitzvah can bench for his father, and Eved can mevarech l'rabo, v'isha mevarech l'baylo. Some people bring a raya from here, then Isha's chayev benching min haTorah. I think the Gemara brings it. The Gemara says, no, it's talking where the husband ate a shir d'rabbanan, he didn't eat kedei sviya. And the woman ate kedei sviya, she's only d'rabbanan, but he's also only d'rabbanan, can be motzi. Same thing with a cotton. Cotton vadi's not chayiv in benching midaraisa, so how could he be motzi his father? Right? Because the father didn't eat a shear that you're chayiv to bench midatorah, only d'rabbanan, and the kid ate a shear that he's chayiv also d'rabbanan. There's a machlokas though, what happens if the kid also ate a shear d'rabbanan? And the father ate a shear d'rabbanan, can be motzi or not? But the kid is a double drabbanan. Even if he be chayim in Atorah, he's only drabbanan. And he's only chayim in drabbanan, so he's a trade drabbanan. So it's machlokas rishonim whether a trade drabbanan could be motzi a chad drabbanan. Right? If in any case, if the father didn't eat a shear deraisa, the son could be motzi him. Or only if the son ate a shear that if he would be a godly, he'd be chayim in Atorah, so now he's chayim in drabbanan for one reason, he's a cotton. And then he could be motzi the father, who's also a chad drabbanan. Okay. The same thing goes with the woman. Ben Mavarech Lo Aviv Rashi, Birchas HaMazon, Mishigia L'Chinuch, D'Chayim D'Rabbanan. Kids Chayim D'Rabbanan, Mitzad Chinuch, he could be Motzi, his father is also what's it called, Chayim only D'Rabbanan. Meseches Brachas Perek Mishameso, Mokim Lokigon Shelo, Achal Aviv El Kezayis, O Kebeya, Davi Shira D'Rabbanan. Father didn't eat Kedei Sviya. D'Midiorai Salam Chayim Ad D'Saveya. D'Chsiv Yochalto V'Savot Ovi Rachta. Hilchach Osim D'Rabbanan, Umatvik D'Rabbanan. But aval amru chachamim tovom ne'era la'adam shishto banim varchim lo. Person should get a klala if he has his son or his wife be motzi him in benching. Shishto banim varchim lo devari mach mishlo lomadu. Here Rashi says only one reason, because he didn't learn. Mash, if he did learn, even though he made them shluchim, that's not a problem. So some say that the only time you make them shluchim, it's a bizoyan if they're not chayiv in the thing. You're chayiv. Right, you learned, and you're making somebody who's not chayiv a shliach, that's a bizoy. But they're chayiv in benching too, midrabbanan. So there, if you didn't learn, then you get a klala. But if you learned, you're making somebody a shliach who himself has to bench. Even though it's only the rabbanan, that's not a problem.